Okay, today we're going to, Mr. Shem, finish off what we started last week about Bittul of Safek Yisur. We're in the last din Kuf Yud Aleph, and there the Shulchan Aruch had spoken about, a person has saffron, and the Rashba had this chashash, and his day there was a chashash that the saffron had pieces of meat, stringly pieces of meat mixed into it. People would fake it out because it was a very expensive spice. And other chashashas, so it's considered safek yisur, and the Rashba wouldn't eat it. And we spoke about the following: that's saffron. These are pictures from this. This is a review from a little bit from last week. That's what the spice actually looks like. It's these three little
flower actually.
Well, that's what the flower looks like. And the stamens, the three orange stamens for each flower, are what makes up the spice. Okay, and. I have no idea. So what we spoke about last week was that it's suffering, so you're not allowed to eat it. Okay. So the Shach talks about what happens if you want to take this spice and put it into food. So the Shach says a bunch of different reasons why it might be mutter to do that. Of course, the concern is bitlus lechatchila. So the Rashba said the Shach said that and it's not a problem with bitlus lechatchila. That's what the Shach says. Don't worry about bitlus lechatchila if you put it into your food, because keeping the suffolk whom yesh kan shum iser. Okay, it's only a suffolk iser. And then we spoke about last time the maramakim that he gives to that. That's what we spoke about last time. What he means by those maramakim that he brings. But the simple understanding that we took it for was that this is because of suffolk drapon lekula. Since bitlus lechatchila is only iser drapon, therefore. It's only suffolk yeser, so suffolk bitlus lechatchila is much of that. That's what the Shach spoke about. That's what we spoke about last time, and what that means, and how that fits into those marmal comments that he brings in the bottom. And the practical application that we had for that was, if a person has liquid medicines that have in them glycerin in them, you don't know if the glycerin is kosher or trade, so it's suffolk yeser, you don't know if it's mutter or tzatzer. So we talked about that maybe what the Shach said, that you could be vatal suffolk yeser, would allow you to do the same thing. You could take this cough medicine and mix it into apple juice, and we gave a cheshbon of how much you have to put into it to mix it in. No, it's only suffolk yeser, so the Shach says here and in many other places, that you'll have to be vatal suffolk yeser lechatchila. Okay, that's what we spoke about last time. Okay? But that's what we spoke about last time. This marmakamis that it brings on the bottom, that those last things, those marmakamis, tell us, or the Prima Gavim says that that's what L'chari, what he means is, that it's because of Safra Tavaron L'kula. Okay? I'm going to mention on the side, because we'll bring it up again. There was an alternate way to read the Shach that was not because of Safra Tavaron L'kula. Okay, so today's discussion is this all makes sense, because we're looking at it Rabbanan, and so we're saying it's Safek Drabanan Lekula. Okay, and the question we're going to talk about is it really Safek Drabanan? Okay, we assume that the rule of Bittulus Lechatchila is an Issur Drabanan. Okay, but over here we have a more complicated Shaila, because this Shaila here started off as an Issur Deraisa. The Issur Deraisa was that there was meat mixed into the saffron. So the Shaila here, the reason why you couldn't eat the saffron itself, the karkam, is because it has Safek Deraisa in it. So the question is, if I have something that started off as an Issur Deraisa, and it now turned itself into an Issur Drabanan, is that treated like an Issur Deraisa, or is it treated like an Issur Drabanan? Which way do we treat such a Shaila like that, which is, it's a mix, it's a little bit of a Deraisa and a little bit of a Drabanan. Right now the part that I'm facing is Drabanan. But the question as it started, it's based on a Shaila of a Deraisa. Okay? So, the beginning of that discussion is not here. The Shach has close six acre. If the Simon Kofiot, it's printed close six acre. And the Shach there, just for the setup of it, because we're going to go back and forth between them, it's first is a long version, and then there's the Kitzer afterwards. Okay, well, I'm quoting to you now, it's from the Kitzer. Okay, the Shach was a long version and then a short version. Okay? So this is from the short version, close six acre, the short version of it. And he says, it says, Ein arum safek drabanan lekula, ella im hasafek hu ba'atzmai. It's got to be that the safek drabanan is an inherent safek drabanan. Like, for example, it's a shayla of something that's bishul akum or not, so that's a safek drabanan. So over there we say, safek drabanan lekula, that's what you say, safek drabanan lekula. Umitzat atzmai hu drabanan, it's inherently a shayla of drabanan, like bishul akum. Okay? But, avol, if it is a mitzat atzmai, safek isur tera, if it starts off as an Issur Torah, umitzat acher boshul hu midrabanan, and there's some side reason that makes it be a drabanan, ain't unrim bezeh safek drabanan lekula. Okay, so in that kind of case, you don't see safek drabanan lekula. Okay, so the Shach says, how do I know that? So he says, here's a raya from the following. Okay, here's a raya from a din in Simin Kuf Yud. Okay, right a little right before this din, in Simin Kuf Yud, it says the following. Okay, you're not going to see the words. Okay, what it says is like this. You have a piece of meat, okay, you have a piece of meat, and it's a suffer, that's why it's yellow, because it's a suffer. You don't know whether it's kosher or trade. Okay? What did you say? Okay, so you don't know whether that piece of meat is kosher or treif. Okay, and now it got mixed into other pieces. Okay, it's mixed in a way that it would be bottle. Okay, but it's a davar chashuv. Okay, the meat is a piece of a meat in a way that cannot be bottle. Okay, it's meat that cannot be bottle. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not bottle. So Shach says, why is it not bottle? Why is it a bottle? A double chashuv not being bottle is only the Rabbanan. So this is only, now, right now it's only shayev with the Rabbanan. The reason why it wouldn't be bottle is only because of the Rabbanan rule. He says, you see from there, that if you have an issur that started as a shayev with the Raisa, right, that piece of meat that we had before was a shayev with the Raisa. You couldn't eat it because it might have been an avail, a chleis, whatever the shayev was to it. He says, so, you have a piece of meat that's a shayev with the Raisa, now it's only a shayev with the Rabbanan, because now the only reason why it's not bottle is because it's a double chashuv. You see from there that for issur the Raisa, is now an issur, becomes an issur d'rabbanan. You treat it like an issur d'raisa, and you don't see something d'rabbanan cool. Okay.
So, something which is issur batal d'raisa.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there's no not giving away whether it's batal d'raisa or not because
again, say if it's batal.
If it's batal d'raisa, mm-hmm. Anything is batal d'raisa. Now d'raisa is batal.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter because I have to treat it all the way down the line as d'raisa.
If it would be batal. If it be bottled with the rice, if it would be completely bottled, then it would be mutter. But here the problem is when
it's still
if it's still no, in this case, the reason why it's not bottled with the rice, it would be bottled.
Right.
Midrabanan got caught up on a side issue, which is that it's a double chashuv. It's a kind of a thing that can't be bottled. So Midrabanan, the Chacham is saying, you can't be bottled. So Midrabanan, it can't be bottled.
I'm saying, but the fact that something is bottled the world,
mm-hmm.
So with the rice, it's bottled.
Correct.
It doesn't matter, because now I'm saying, any Midrabanan, Any.
No, it's only with the chashuv. It's common. All those.
Why? But anything. No.
When we say something midrabanan can't be bottled, means that Chum said don't let it be bottled. Treat it like it's not bottled. But here the problem is that it wasn't for sure usher in the first place. It was only usher.
When Rabbanan said don't treat it as if it's bottled, then it's right. a chum of the raisa.
Well, it usually not. But in this case, since the original shayla on the piece of meat was a shayla of the raisa,
the already passed is the raisa, but the first passing on the side of the raisa of the chumra. Right? We first said that that's the chumrus, it's awesome. Now you want to say, okay, now it became downgrade to the rabban because of bittul, so now we don't say it. Why? Because the chatchila, we already passed on something that's the chumrus.
That's there's going to be a bunch of different ways to explain it. That's one way to explain it. That, just for the sake of it. Okay, now. So the shach says, wait a second. No, I don't take away from that. There's such a thing.
The shach, yes.
It comes from a takimosha. This din, Shulchan Aruch, is from a takimosha, and the shach is almost word for word from a takimosha. Okay? Which then the Taz brings it as well. Now, the shach says, but it's not true. It's not really true. He's got another case, and it's in the Kufi Aleph. Okay? He turned the page the other way. Okay? In the case in Kufi Aleph, it's like this. A person had two pots of meat. Okay? One was kosher pot and one was shrimp pot. Okay, he knew which one was kosher was treif, and he had two pieces of meat, and one was kosher and one was treif. Okay? That's what he had. And now, he doesn't know what happened. One fell into each pot. Okay? So he doesn't know whether the kosher meat fell into the kosher pot or the treif meat fell into the kosher pot. He doesn't know which one fell into which. Yeah, you didn't learn your dinner sweep, did you? Okay, so he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know which one fell to which. Okay, so he's got these two pots, and he had these two pieces of treif meat before. He doesn't know which one is in which. Okay, so the din is, if it's in such a situation, Shulchan Aruch says, where the meat would be bottled with the raisa no matter what, the case is not important for us. Even if the treif fell into the kosher, it would have been bottled with the raisa. Shulchan Aruch says, you can eat it. It's okay. You could be toiler. You remember 2 times ago we spoke about being toiler. You could be toiler with the rabbanon. When something's only a shayla with the rabbanon, we say toiler with the rabbanon. We assume we're toiler. We assume that the kasher fell into the kasher and the treif fell into the treif. Since it's only a shayla with the rabbanon, again, because it would have been bottom of the rice anyhow, whatever his case was. So we're toiler and we say that the kasher fell into the kasher and the treif fell into the treif. So the shach says, well, make up your mind. Over here it was a shayla with the rice. But we don't know. There may be it's a derisa in one. It's something that we may be a derisa. We don't know which one fell into which. Why are we giving it the coolest to let it to say we're toiling with the rabbanon? He says it's because the fact that there's a issur d'raisa floating around is not enough to make it usher. Okay, so make up your mind. So Shach says, so which one is it? is it, do we say that the Raisa that becomes a Rabbanan treated like a Raisa, like in Kufiyot, or do we see treated like a Rabbanan in Kufiyot?
The whole thing now is Kufiyot.
So, yes, so that's good, correct. So the Shach is like this. The Shach is a very vague flushing, okay? I did not know what the Shach meant by itself when I read it. The Shach says, I'm sorry, the word's not here. Shakal, Shiesh, Loimar, Shema, Ein Kan, Isser Klal. If we have a situation where it might not be any issue at all, like in the left side, okay, in Kufiyot Aleph, there may not be any issue at all. It could be that the Hector fell into the Hector, then Hari has suffered mitzad atzmoi bolo shuhum drabonah. That's considered a drabonah. As opposed to over here, in the case on the right, we know for sure that the Safik Isser fell in. We just don't know which one is the Safik Isser. In this case, we don't know that Isser, even Safik Isser, fell into the Kasher pot. We don't know what fell into the Kasher pot. We don't know anything at all. As opposed to this case, we do. Okay, I didn't know what he was talking about. But Prim Gordon says, like David says, Prim Gordon is now in the earlier part of the Shach. I told the Shach there's a long version and a short version. This Prim Gordon is in the long version of the Kali Sikh. Prim Gordon says, the Shach means like this. In the Kosher Pat, there's a Cheskes Heter. Okay, in the Kosher Pat, the Kosher Pat has a Cheskes Heter. So the Chazaka lets us assume it keeps on being Mutter. As opposed to over here, there's no Cheskes Heter to work with. Okay? I have no idea how that fits into what the Shach said, what that has to do with Toilin and all this kind of stuff, but anyhow, that's what Prim Gom says. Okay, so the rule we got out of this, listen to the rule we pulled out of the Shach. The Shach, this is his rule. Usually, if something from it is a derisa and it turns into a derabana, we treat it like stuff of derisa. Okay? An exception is, if we're not even sure if the issue of the derisa fell in, we don't even know if it happened, like in the Kufiyot, we don't even know if it happened, then we could treat it like a derabana. Okay? So he is not exactly clear what it is, but his rule is, if we're not even sure if it fell in the first place, then we could, and now it's a drabana, we could treat it as a drabana. If we know that something happened, but we don't know what the answer is, then we treat it like it's a derisa. Okay. Now, let's go to our case. Let's go to our case here. We have medicine. We know that the glycerin was put into there. Like in this case, we know that the suffix glycerin was put into there. We know that it happened. And we know that what went in was a suffering derisa.
We don't know
that it was any derisa. We don't know, but it seems to me it's exactly the case in Kufiyot Aleph. Something was put in. We know that the piece of suffix meat was put into there. Piece of suffix meat was put into there. It's definitely in the mixture. The suffix isser is definitely in my mixture, but I don't know whether the suffix isser, which is in my mixture, was a mudarasa. Okay? So it's not like the case in Kufiyot Aleph. In case in Kufiyot Aleph, I don't even know if the Safik Isser got into my food. In the case in Kufiyot, the Shach says, the point here is that in Kufiyot, I know that the Safik Isser fell into my food. So that sounds like exactly like the case by our medicine, which is, I know that the Safik Isser is in my medicine.
Is there a rhyme?
Okay, so that's a side question. That's a side question whether it's a Safik or not. But in fact, yes, it's a 50-50. Almost exactly 50-50 kosher trafe. There's a little more kosher, but the trafe costs... cost less, so it's 50-50. It goes both ways. It's a suffix. It's an absolute, pure suffix. So I have suffixes that fell into my food. I know the suffix is in there. The Shach says that's the case, so we treat it like the Raisa. So my question is like this. Can we apply what the Shach said, what we spoke about last time? The Shach says when we have suffix bitulus in the chatchila, you could do it. But the Shach is telling us, but if the reason for that thing was because of suffix drabonah l'kula, then the Shach told us over here, this is not a suffix drabonah. Our case is no longer treated as a suffix drabonah because the beginning of the Shach was a suffix derisa. So how could you say that we're going to let you dilute the medicine because of suffix drabonah l'kula, because it's only suffix bifilis l'chathila? The Shach says, don't treat it like a suffix drabonah. See, treat it like a suffix derisa in this case. Okay. So that's a first question. In order to answer that question, I'm not convinced I can answer that question. But in order to answer that question, I'm going to answer you a different question.
You had something which was downgraded, this chesed was downgraded from the right to the bottom. Here, the bottom is not the chesed, right? It's not that we're downgrading it, it's a fool, it's an act of being a lot.
And therefore?
I don't know what the difference is.
Okay, so I'm going to say something like that.
Maybe.
We're treating it as a drug bomb. Yes.
I was unfortunately, I wasn't
a friend of
Chris Keith. No.
No. No. You missed the colors. Yeah, it was a Suffolk Isser. It came in as a Suffolk Isser. So that sounds exactly like our case. What came in was a Suffolk Isser, and now what we're facing is a Drabbanan, but way back when it was a Dereiser. Okay, sit down. But I ask you another question. Okay? The way I would be saying right now, the way we stand at this point is, I have a shayla about being bottled in medicine. But what about the saffron case? The case where the shayla really said, you're allowed to do bitlus l'chakila. Okay, the Shach said was, in the case in Shulchan Aruch, you have saffron that might have meat in it. You have milk, you have butter that might have whole akum mixed into it. It was the third case. Okay, he had a bunch of cases. There were a few different Shachs who spoke about they do bitlus l'chakila. In those cases, we don't know that the Isser is in there. Okay, those cases at face value sound like the case in Kufir Aleph. We don't know that any Isser was put into the saffron. Okay, so as the medicine case, where we know that this one is in there, we know the Suffolk Isser is in there, sounds like Kufir. The case of the saffron, the Karkon may have meat into it. That's exactly the case. It sounds like, on face value, like the case in Kufir Aleph. Because we don't even know if the Isser was put in. The Shach says, if we... it's possible the saffron has zero meat into it, then you treat it as a drabbanan, which is what it is now. Okay, that will be at face value. But
the Kaz Balafane is a Suffolk Isser. I had this pot in front of me one day, I knew it was kosher. Saffron came to me, I'd have been also already. I got a hold of the saffron.
That, those are people who are going to say yes like that. Be patient, I'm going to get that. I'm saying like this. I'm not convinced, within the words of the Shach, the way the Shach on the scene, I'm not convinced that it's right. I'm not convinced that even the saffron case makes sense. And I'll tell you why. Remember what the Shach said? The Shach, at the beginning, his first opening as to what the size of the derisa of the Rabbanan was. Let's see if my slides work backwards. Let me come out. Here. The Shach says, this is the words of the Shach. Avum isa mitzad atzme sofik isa tera, umitzad acher boshgum with Rabbanan. Okay? What we're looking for, the criteria here is it inherently the Rabbanan? It's mitzat atzmo, it's a drabonon, or is it mitzat acher that it's a drabonon? So in this case, I have saffron, and now I want to do bichlas l'chachila. Is the shayla of the drabonon mitzat atzmo or mitzat acher? Which one is it? When I'm taking, I have the saffron in my hand, and I'm going to throw it in. Bichlas l'chachila is mitzat acher. That's not inherent. It's not built into the shayla. Bishalakum is a shayla. It's mitzat atzmo. It's a shayla drabonon. When I take saffron, I want to mix it in. That's not mitzat acher. So it's true later on we have details about whether we're short filling or not short filling, but it seems like very clearly to be mitzad acher. It's coming from an outside way that we're considering that this should be Issa Drabonon. So why was the Shach letting you by the butter and the saffron? I forgot the other cases that he had, you know, we spoke about last time. So it seems to me, I don't know if this is right or wrong, Langer was saying, so I'll blame it on him. I'm supported by Rabbi Langer. Like this, that Kenzai, that when does the Shach talk about? When do we talk about? We'd like to make pictures again. When do we talk about the rice that turned into a drabonon? The rice that turned into a drabonon is when the shayla we have in front of us is reasonably one shayla. Okay, right now I have a pot. I don't know which one fell into which. I don't know which thing fell into which thing. I have a drabonon element and a derisa element in my pot. In my meat, I have a derisa element in my drabbanan. On one hand, it was a Suffolk derisa. On the other hand, it's only not called because of the chashav. It's reasonably one big question. So then, I don't know what should it be, a derisa or a drabbanan. And the Shach is giving us rules how to know whether it's a derisa or a drabbanan. But in the case of the bittul Suffolk Isser l'chatchila by the saffron, it's very clearly two different shaylas. They're not even close to each other. The first shayla was I had saffron on my hand, that was a shayla of a derisa. Now I have a completely different question. Can I do bitlus l'chatchila? I have a completely new question. It has nothing to do with the beginning part of it. Of course, it's a little bend on the fact that maybe there's Isser in here, but it's a brand new one. Maybe in that side, it's you can go so past mitzad acher, that's like you're starting a new shayla again. You're waking up again. I have a new shayla. Can I do an Isser d'rabbanan? It's not connected. Of course, it way back when it has to do with the Raisa, but I'm so starting from fresh that I can completely look at it as a Drabbanan. So I can completely ignore the Raisa element of it because I'm starting completely from fresh because I do a Drabbanan. Okay? I don't know if that's accurate. But it would explain how the Shach's Bitlis Chatkila, how he let some Bitlis Chatkila fits with what he said about Kofilal, maybe. And if it would be true, then it would let us do the medicine also. Okay, that's what we're headed for. Let us do the medicine also, because we view the medicine also as if it's a completely new shayla. Okay, I'm very not convinced that what I'm saying is correct, but I'm using it. I'm trying to explain why the two shachs fit with each other. The shach by us and in many places said you could do a suffer bitlis and chatila. He said you're allowed to do that because It's only a Safed Rabbanan now. That's how we understood the Shach. Because it's only a Safed Rabbanan Lekula now. And I'm saying, but look, in the other place, the Shach says this is not a Safed Rabbanan Lekula. And so I'm trying to answer for you that it should be a Safed Rabbanan Lekula, which is what the Shach says over here, and that will help us then maybe for the medicine also. Okay? Now, I'll remind you, in a second, in saying it in very quick, briefly, that we had another tzad, what the Shach means. He doesn't mean Safed Rabbanan Lekula. He means is in Kavanas Levato. Okay, a whole different side that had to do with the Maram Kremis that he brought, that maybe the Shach only meant a bit, he meant En Kavanas Levato. If that's what he meant, if all that was what he meant, then we had an argument about it, but I said then that I didn't think it would work for the medicine case. Okay, right. Now. Okay. So you say, because over here I want to eat the piece of meat, and over there.
I want to eat the sacrament. And now I have a question as to
see
us whether there is something added up.
I'll talk about that. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, now, what I told you till now, the Shach had this question, okay, this theory here, from what, Simon Kufiut to Simon Kufiut Aleph. The Shach asked that question himself. He says, you see from here, there's two, sometimes you look at it as a derisa, sometimes you look at it as a rabbanan. Okay, that's the Shach's question, okay? Well, the Shach gave his answer. That it depends on whether we know there was Vada Yisr mixed in, or we know that there was something mixed in, or we don't know something mixed in. That's what the Shach says, okay? But a number of other Rabbanim give very different answers to them, to that question, okay? They give very different answers. The first is like this. There's a Sefer called Teres HaShlamim. It's from the Minchas Yaakov, which on Teres Chatos, or the Chok Yaakov on Hilchas Pesach, okay? A very prominent Achron that appears on the Shach's Kol Yisr Sefer. And he says, I don't even understand Kasha. He says, it's not even a Kasha. The Shach's steer from Kufiut to Kufiut Aleph is not even a steer. He says like this. He says, what we need to do is, when you want to decide if something is derisa or rabbanan, okay, I think this is what I was saying before, if I remember. Okay, if you want to decide if something is derisa or rabbanan, he says, it doesn't have anything to do with whether it was suffered there, suffered was not there. He says, you have to, in each situation, look at what's the thing that's up for debate. What's the true suffer that's going on over here? So, in the case in Kuf Yud, the suffix that there is whether that first piece of meat is kosher or treif. That's the suffix. Okay, that's the whole suffix that's here. Okay, the fact that later on it turned into another case where it was only double kosher and it couldn't be both has nothing to do with anything. That it is a double kosher. That's not a suffix, but it's a double kosher. It's sure it's a double kosher. The only question that there is that piece of meat, the original piece of meat, kosher or treif? Is that a shayla d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? That's a d'oraisa. That's a shayla d'oraisa. So this whole question will be treated as a d'oraisa because the real question at hand is that piece of meat kosher or treif? Okay? He says, now let's go to Kufiut Aleph. Is it Kufiut Aleph? Is there any suffix which of those original pots is kosher or treif? No, we know exactly which one. Is there any suffix which of the pieces of meat before they fell in were kosher or treif? No, there's no suffix. There was no suffix. Everything was very clear. So what's the suffix? What's the thing that we don't know? What we don't know is which one fell into which pot. Okay, that's the suffix that we have. Which fell into which pot? That's the rabbanan. Because even if the wrong one fell into the kosher pot, it's only less than the rabbanan. So the suffix that we have is what fell into what? That suffix is not more than the rabbanan. It's true that the thing we're thinking about is treif meat is also a derisa. But that's not the suffix. That's information. There is a suffix derisa. There is a derisa floating around here. But the suffix is what fell in. And what fell in can't be more than the rabbanan. Because it would be batal. Okay, so he says, in each case, we look at what the shayla is. We look at what the suffix is. And whatever the suffix is, that's what decides whether it's a derisa or rabbanan. Now, what happens now to all the cases the Shach said of Bittel, Safek Bittel, our case of Saffron, of Safek Bittel Islachatila? What's the Shiloh that we have? Again, the Saffron might have meat into it, and now I'm going to do Bittel Islachatila. What's the thing that's up for debate? What's the Shiloh? What's the Safek over here? The Safek is, if there's meat in my Saffron, that's the only Shiloh that there is. I'm being the bottle of something, that's for sure happening. Saffron by itself is kosher. Treif meat is treif. The Shiloh is there treif meat in my Saffron? That's the suffix that there is. That's the suffix of the Raisa. So the Lachar, the Teres HaShlamim, would not let you put it in there. Back in the case of the medicine, the only thing that's unknown, the suffix is whether the glycerin is kosher or treif. That's the side of the Raisa. So if that's the side of the Raisa, he says, you decide it based on what the actual suffix is. What is the thing that's unclear? The thing that's unclear is if the glycerin is kosher, if the saffron has meat into it, those are shadows of the Raisa, so he would not let you do it. Now, next. if you did it, it would be potter, but you did the wrong thing. You weren't allowed to be mevatel because the suffix here is a suffix deraisa. Okay, now, the prim godim, this prim godim is in Siman Tzavites, by the din of bitlus and chavila. The prim godim talks about, he literally talks about our case. Okay? He doesn't say liquid medicine, okay? But he comes as close to that as saying that. He says, what happens if you have, you're not sure if iser deraisa fell into a food, and now you want to be mevatelin. You want to go ahead and be mevatelin. Okay, that's exactly our medicine case. We have something in there that has maybe suffix derisa into it. It's not bottle, and you want to add on to it to make it be bottle. So the prima godim says, last week's share said suffix derisa lakula bitlus chafkira is mutter. That's his first thing he says. Like we said last week, it's only bitlus chafkira is only derabanan. So now it's only shy of derabanan. So suffix derisa lakula. Okay, like we said last week. Then the prima godim says, nope, not sure. He says, go look at the Shach that I just quoted. Go look at the Torah of Shlomim that I just quoted. He calls it the Michas Yaakov. That I just quoted to you, and you see there that you're not allowed to do it. Because this is not a Shai of the Rabbanan. This is a Shai of the Raisa. Okay? So the Prima Godin, in other words, what I'm telling you last week and this week, that's what the Prima Godin says. He says you're not allowed to do that. Okay? So Prima Godin is like the favorite that you cannot dilute the medicine like that. Now, he doesn't explain. He doesn't explain that this rule that he said, that he started by saying maybe it's only Shai of the Rabbanan because Safik Rabbanan Lakula. The Shach says that. Our Shach says that. He doesn't explain how that's not a steer one to the other. But I have to say, but I noticed something in the Prima Godim. In the Prima Godim, in 4 different places, the Prima Godim uses a wording that the Shach does not use. Okay, and that is, which I did not use. I did not use that. I tried to not use that word until now. And that is, this Shai of it, Issa Derisa that turned into an Issa Derabana, the Prima Godim calls it, I have at least 4 places where he calls it Gilgal. Okay, this thing was, and the way we talk it in modern words, it was nisgalgal. Okay, it rolled over. Something that was a deraisa became a drabanan. Okay, the Shach never says that. The Shach talks about something that's an issa deraisa, umitzad acher became a shayla drabanan. When the Prima Godim describes this kind of a shayla, he calls it a gilgal. Something that was a deraisa that was nisgalgal to be a drabanan. Okay, so when you hear those words, he says it. I have 4 places where he says that he calls it a Gilgal, then you very much understand why he wants to be Machmir. Gilgal is, listen to the wording of Gilgal means is, if the first thing you bang into was a Deraisa, then, like David said before, we pass in a Reish Shaila, Safa Deraisa L'chumra. So once you decide that, the fact that it rolled over into a Derabanan, you can't get away from that. You already made the decision the first time. You have no rights to get away and say, oh, now it's a Derabanan. No. The first thing you banged into was a Shaila of a Deraisa. Now the fact that it rolled over into another thing, you can't get away from that. Okay? The Shach doesn't use those words. The Shach talks about whether is it mitzad acher. Is the Derabanan coming mitzad acher, or is it mitzad atzmai? Okay, so then there might be more room to somehow see it as being mitzad atzmai instead of mitzad acher. Okay? And the same thing also. Same thing also. Rabbi Kivager also talks about the Shaila. Okay, he also uses the word Gilgal. And he says, Rabbi Kivager is a little complicated. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. But Rabbi Kivager has a very interesting Shaila. Okay, he says that if you have a person who had dishes, you've all heard the Shaila, has dishes, they were definitely used for kosher, either meat or milk. He has no idea whether they're milchus or fleshes. Okay? He goes to his Bobby's house, and she gives him dishes, and no one has any idea whether these are the milchus dishes or the fleshes dishes. He talks about whether you should cash them. He talks about whether you could maybe...
He's asking someone else.
There for what?
So
it's
not the same there of switching.
No. He talks about whether you mechuyev to kasher. The kasher is, what should I do with the dish of that? In fact, one of his possibilities is that you should kasher it. Okay? But the shayla first is, wait a second. I'm getting the dishes when they're in the binyamah. So I get the dishes as only the rabbanan. So maybe you should say it's a safa drabanan lakula. And I can pick one of the sides and that's it. I'll say safa drabanan lakula. Tell them the rabbanan. I can say that it's a drabanan. On the other hand, the shayla started off as a deraisa. Okay, so what should I do with these dishes that I have in front of me? Should I treat them as a deraisa? Is what?
It was not shiloh. It was not. When they were in Yemen, they knew what they were.
So Rabbi Kivager says this. He says, I'm going to tell you, I have two tzadim why, if it's a deraisa that becomes a derabanan, it should be treated as a deraisa. Okay, I'm going to tell you 2 different ways to understand why it is, and then we'll see if they. And he says, I have enough nafkamina between the cases. Okay, so like this. One pshat is, when we have, it's like the Torah of Shlomim in my mind, is that when you have a shayla of a deraisa that's now drabana, you look at what the base shayla was. What's the base, the core shayla? Is that a deraisa drabana? The other side is that you don't look at the base shayla, you look at when was the suffix nolad. Okay, look at the time when the suffix started. At the time when the suffix started, was it a derisa derabanan? Whichever one it is, that's the one you keep. Okay, if then it was derisa derabanan, that's the one you keep. Okay, here's two versions. Here's the nafkaminas. A person had a pot, and he cooked food in the pot, and he knew when he cooked it whether it was kosher or treif. And when it was in a binyan, he forgot whether what he cooked in it was kosher or treif. Okay, so he says, if you look at the base shiloh, the first way of looking, the base shiloh is, was the piece of meat that I cooked in the kosher tray. The base shiloh is the shiloh of a derisa. In fact, it's any binyam, it doesn't make a difference. The base shiloh is, was the piece of meat that I put into the kosher tray. You have to be machmer. He says, if you look at the time of the suffix happened when it was ready any binyam. The suffix was no out only after. When he cooked it, we knew exactly what it was. But now we forgot. So it's any binyam. So it's a drabon. Another case. You had a power of a pot. Okay, and you cooked something into it, and you don't know whether the thing, In which case?
You cooked something, a suffix,
yes.
After doing that, there was already matter of a suffix.
So Pirkei says, if you, it depends on what the Iker Shailah is, whether it's Deraisa, it is Motor Asa, it's a Deraisa. If you talk about when it was Noila the Suffolk, and when it was Ben Yom, it wasn't Noila the Suffolk yet. There was no Suffolk yet. We knew exactly what it was.
There was no Shiloh. There was never a Shiloh. When Grandma was eating her dishes, there was never a
Suffolk. So Pirkei says, if you go by the time when the Suffolk was Noila, then the Suffolk was Noila was in the Ben Yom. If you go by when the Suffolk, what the real Shiloh is was the meat kosher or treif that was put into there. The real Shiloh is kosher or treif. That's the Shiloh of the Raisa. If the Shiloh is when the Suffolk was Noila, Suffolk was Noila afterwards. Rekrain goes, I'm skipping the second Afghamina, but he says, but in my case, where the Bubby used it for kosher, and the Suffolk was only Noila afterwards, as the Milchus of Fleshes, both Stadim would be Mekel. The base shayla is only the Rabbanan. I skipped the middle case. Why? The base shayla is only the Rabbanan, because it's only milk explosion. The shayla, the Noila Suffolk was afterwards Eni Ben Yama, that's also the Rabbanan. He says, it's Eni Ben Yama, he says, you could make on his case. Okay? So, so his case is an interesting case, and it's a very halach l'maisa, the case he's talking about. It happens all the time. But again, the Kivagir is saying, if the Iker shayla, and when the Shas Noila has Suffolk was the Raisa, you have to be Machmer. So what would he say if you have saffron that has meat mixed into it? It has, so the Iker Shaila is a Shaila of Deraisa. There's meat maybe mixed into it. When was it not on the Suffolk, but it was a Deraisa? Okay, I only wanted to put this Chathira days later, but when the Shaila was started, the Shaila was a Shaila of Deraisa. So L'chaira, Rabbi Kivager, and the Prim Gavin, and the Teres HaShlamim, Mirchaz Yaakov, all would not agree to at least to apply in the case of the Shach, down case of medicine. So just...
Nothing can happen with any Suffolk Deraisa that will downgrade it.
Nothing can happen to a Suffolk Deraisa. Well, things can happen. You could be mobile a zillion times over. And you could make it, something new could happen. But you can't say, oh, I'm going to turn it into a bit of a chafir. They're saying that makes it drama. Right. So they're all saying that basically you can't do that, or very rarely can you do that. And the Shach was more open to that being happening. Okay, so just to summarize, the Shach by us said that you could be mavatal, something that has a suffix in it, even though it's a suffix, the rice into it, the suffix meat mixed into it, he said you could do it, because suffix are born with the kula. Okay? L'chaira, there's a kasha from the Shach himself, who says that he can't do, that with something that's a derisa that turns into a drabonon, can't, if not treated as a drabonon, it's treated as a derisa. Okay? So I had a chiddush to say how you could be miyashiv, how these shachs would work. If I would be right about that, then you'd be allowed to do the medicine. If I'm not right, then we're up the creek and you would not be allowed to do the medicine. And there's a whole bunch of achronim here who answer this theory from Kufyut to Kufyut Aleph, or this apparent theory from Kufyut to Kufyut Aleph, in ways that are not like we're saying in the Shach. And they would not allow you to be about the suffix. Okay? So as I told you last time, we had some prominent people who said that you're allowed to dilute the medicine. In fact, we tell that to people. That's what Olson told to share. And so we tell that to people that they're allowed to be vatal medicine with sulfur glycerin in it, with glycerin that sulfur is, they're allowed to be vatal. It's not so clear that it's mutter. There is, before I turn off the recorder, I have to tell you, someone who I was talking to about this said there's a whole an angle to be mutter for a different reason. Okay? The people who said it was mutter didn't say it for what I'm about to say, who said another angle, which we'll get to in a few weeks, which is maybe it's really us from the Rabbanan to do it. It's bitlis l'chatchila, but maybe the isra of bitlis l'chatchila is mutter for a chayla. maybe you're allowed to do that for chayla. We're trying to get you around and say it's only suffix, so you're allowed to be do baba. You're allowed to be for some reason. We'll talk about in a few weeks in Mitzvah and Kuf Haf Gimel that maybe you're allowed to issue that one for chayla. So maybe that's a different angle to be matred. But this the known reason to be matred, say maybe.
Seems to be accepted. I mean,
what do you say?
That doesn't seem to be the halacha. I mean, we have so many things we worry about medicine.
Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But this thing, this is quite. Many people follow this idea, which we've been talking about for the past two times, this time and this time, that maybe you could do because of bit of self-guesser, and my point is that it's not so clear. Okay, this question I'm being upset.